big topic number two is talent acquisition and talent development. Now, why is that important? Well, there is a high demand for new age sales leaders with a different mindset, with a different skill set than what we used to see over the past 10 years, 20 years, but also over the past 10 months. New revenue avenues require uncompromising reskilling and upskilling of your sales force. Now, let's just pick some keywords and buzzwords here, just like social selling, consultative sales, buyer enablement strategy. You can't do that with an old and outdated sales mindset. And these are the strategies that will dominate the sales organization and the sales industry in the next decade. So if we fail to adapt to that, we will have a hard time keeping our competitive edge. Further, it's very important to acquire newer and up-to-date skill sets. And how do we do that? By hiring new people, younger people who are fresh and have the attitude and have the mindset and have the knowledge about digital innovations and technologies. But at the same time, we need to build and develop the capabilities of our existing employees. There are ways that we can reskill them, that we can upskill them and prepare them for the next years to come. That also has an effect and an impact, of course, on the bottom line. And how can we do that? Well, there are several ways how we can do that. For example, through in-house training, through self-learning systems and platforms, and external sales training and education, which can provide us with a fresh and neutral perspective on what we are already been doing in our sales team and in our sales force. In 2022, we will also see that skill sets are required that lie beyond selling. So it's not about selling anymore. That simply is not enough. And we will see that in 2022 and the next 5 to 10 years to come, very drastically so. And here's why. We talk about social selling strategies and digital prospecting. The landscape of sales has changed drastically and will continue to change in the next 5 to 10 years with social selling and digital prospecting at the core, but also buyer enablement and an understanding of the buyer and their buyer journey, their user experience, their internal buying process, and the guidance that the sales can give to the buy side is very, very high on top of the priority list. What it boils down to is serving our buyers and our customers rather than being salesy, being pushy, being needy, and just focused on the sales side. That is simply not enough anymore. We need to understand what the buyer is going through, their buying process, their discovery journey, their user journey, from identifying a problem to ultimately choosing a solution, choosing a vendor, and then purchasing that solution. That is absolutely crucial, and CSOs need to have that understanding and also pushing that knowledge downwards to their sales force and sales teams. And if we look at the data clearly shows why this is important. 55% of salespeople lack basic sales skills. That's what Forbes says. Further, 84% of sales training is lost after 90 days. And that's a statistic from Spotio. We also know through Forbes that $1 invested in sales training returns $29 in incremental revenue, with $20 billion per annum spent on sales training in the US alone. So the numbers are staggering. It's a great business case for reskilling and upskilling your sales force. Now, what does that mean for a chief sales officer or a head of sales? Let's have a look. Well, we have to ensure that the sales workforce is adequately equipped, and we need to enable non-sales teams to help add value. One department that comes to mind here is marketing, but also HR, but also customer services. And also, let's not forget about the senior leadership levels in our organization. Also, we need to reskill and upskill the sales force on a continuous basis. We can't let the training drop down after 90 days. We need to have that installed and in place continuously. And also, we need to enable our sales force and salespeople to embrace and apply digital innovation and new digital ways to do things that they are accustomed to. Social selling, digital prospecting, and so on. Thank you for listening to the Sales Nation podcast. For free resources and materials, head over to honeycombagency.co.uk. If you loved this episode, head over to iTunes or Spotify to subscribe, rate, and leave a 5-star review. It's very much appreciated. Thank you.